This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's really been wonderful today. You know, we talked with Captain Steve Salmon earlier and getting to know some people we don't usually talk to. And Major Rohan Gage, as I said that correctly?
Yes.
Is new to the greater Hartford area, correct?
I am, yes.
You've been here for how long?
About 6 months.
And your job is?
I am the divisional secretary for Connecticut and Rhode Island. Essentially, I'm the chief executive officer supporting the divisional commander. And we work to help support the local Salvation Armies with supporting them, collaborating with them, anything they need to do what they do.
Well, I thought you were like the numbers and the budget guy. That's not it?
Well, I mean, I work with our team to do those kind of things, yes, but to support the local Salvation Army.
And where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from the Virgin Islands.
Okay.
But my previous job was in New York. I worked at the territorial headquarters in New York. A totally different job than what I'm doing right now.
So how long have you been with the Army?
All my life.
And so how many different places have you been?
Oh, man. Philadelphia, Boston, upstate New York, New York City. You know, interestingly, I was telling Reese the other night that my daughter actually was applying for a job recently. And she said, Dad, we've had 15 addresses. You know, she had to put all the addresses.
Yeah, they keep saying, put your previous address. And then
right.
The previous address is like, can I only do two? Is that hard on the children, or have they learned to embrace it?
Sometimes it is.
Because I have friends who are military children, and it's exciting in one sense, but it's also really, really lonely at other times, too, especially when you're like a teenager transitioning
to
a new home.
Absolutely. Yeah, and my same daughter said to me the other day, she says, you know, I understand the ministry that you guys are in, and I support it, but this is why I don't have friends. And I had to apologize. I almost teared up because she was like, I don't have friends, close friends, because we keep moving, and I don't know when we're going to move, so therefore I was afraid to have those connections.
And you were okay with them not following the same career path as you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's fascinating. I mean, the one thing I love about the world, to be quite honest, I'm being totally sincere, is the different lives that everyone lives.
That's right.
Right? You know, and it just fascinates me the paths that people choose, and we only have one to choose. You know, and it's
That's
not
right.
easy. You make some difficult choices, which I want to segue into something I wanted to talk about with you, Major.
Sure.
Is the choices, because there are so many needs.
That's
and
right.
There's only so many resources.
Mm-hmm.
How tough is it from your position now that you're really sort of an executive administrator to, because when you choose to allocate something here, maybe something doesn't get allocated there.
Right.
I mean, on a daily basis, when you see the myriad things that are you need to address and you have to prioritize, how hard is that?
It's very difficult. I mean, because, and the thing is that that's why I said this is a collaborative event thing, because we have to find the needs of each core, and every core, we call it, or centers, the needs are different. So we work close with them. We work with our team at divisional headquarters here to find resources to support the local Salvation Army. So it's very difficult at times when we have to say, okay, we're going to shift things over here, over there.
Right.
But again, it takes a collaborative event.
So when you talk about Philly, Boston, New York, and now Greater Hartford, what's different about here? I mean, you've only been here for a short time, but what's different about here?
The need is the same. You know, anywhere you go, it's the same. You know, people are having difficult times. Especially,
is it better or worse than 20 years ago?
I think it's more difficult now.
Why?
You know, the economy and things like that happen. Okay. You know, COVID, you know, people lost their jobs and things like that. So we hear a lot of people come in and, you know, they're having a difficult time, you know, trying to support their family, trying to decide whether I need to pay a utility bill or things like that, or buy toys for my children or food,
right?
Those kind of things.
So what is different about Hartford then? Like, what makes it unique?
That's, you know,
you can be honest too. You know, I mean, it's no holds
well,
barred.
Well, the thing is, I don't see there's a big difference.
I don't know. We don't have an NFL team, an NBA team, and an NHL team. I know that's different.
Well, if you're talking about sports, that's where we can go. But I think as far as the needs for the community, I think it's the same. You know, they're all over. When I talk to my colleagues, you know, in different states, it's still the same. People are in need. You know, food, shelter. And those kind of things, and we're just here as a Salvation Army trying to provide and help those people in need.
And you settled in Weathersfield. Did you have a choice? Like, did you get to choose your community? And how many kids do you have? Like, are they you have said a child applying for a job. Are your kids out of school?
Well, they're in college. Yes, they all actually finished college right now, but they're still, you know, doing postgraduate degrees and things like that. I have four children. Two that live at home with me. My youngest is 22, and my middle child, she is 28.
Wow. So that I have three teenagers, so yeah. we're at a different phase. How do you like Weathersfield?
I love it. And they love it, too. Actually, my youngest was she had a hard time, again, transitioning here because she had a job in New York, and she was just finishing college, and she was actually deciding whether to come with us or not. When she came, she said she loved it. She loves it, so... community.
Well, and she's 22, you said?
She's 22.
Because it's an interesting challenge because, you know, people knock, you know, Connecticut is a beautiful state.
Yes, it is.
But some young people often complain that it's not as, you know, dynamic as a place like New York. So the fact that she came out here and liked it, that's a good thing.
Well, she's not the kind of person who goes out and hang out with the crowds and everything, so she's a homebody.
She likes the quiet life.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you'll get that. But Weathersfield, you know, they compete with Windsor for the oldest town in the state. You know, this town was founded right around 1633 or 1644. I mean, it's the tradition in that town.
And I think that's what we like about it, you know, the historic feel, you know, those kind of things, that they love that.
And you grew up in the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
And so was there a strong Salvation presence there? Or what brought you to it? What made you aware of this?
I came from the other side of the Salvation Army, where the religious side, the church, my family attended the Salvation Army church. And I grew up in the Salvation Army Church, attending the programs, the character building programs, and things like that. Much as what all the Salvation Army have right now. And I went through all of those programs. Music program was a big part of what the Salvation Army does. So I grew up learning music, playing various instruments, singing various choirs, and things like that. And it helped me to be the person I am today.
So truly, when you said your whole life, that wasn't like
all
rhetorical. That was
all my life.
Literal.
Yes, literal.
That is incredible. Well, I mean, and they're everywhere. I think where's Major Mick? Is she in the Virgin Islands? I think she is. The Major.
That's right.
Migdalia Lavenbean, who was here last year. She's now assigned.
They're two.
She sends me a forecast. Every time it's 20 degrees here, she sends me a stupid forecast. Then it's 85 and sunny.
I love it.
I don't love it because I'm not there.
Well, I have friends that are still there that I grew up in school, high school, elementary school. They're still there. And interestingly, they are actually at the Salvation Army that I grew up at.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Oh, they're really good people. Well, listen, it's great to meet you.
Great
Welcome
to you
our
too.
Community.
Thank you.
It's a really good group of people. And what we do here at WTIC, we are 100% committed to trying to do whatever we can to help.
No, we appreciate you and the partner community partners like you and the community that comes together with the Salvation Army to help support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.